I'm Jenna Dooley. This is Morning Edition. A new state law directs the Illinois Department of Human Services to create an online database with mental health resources that parents and school staff can use to help students. Lee Gaines reports.
The legislation specifically highlights resources related to bullying, school shootings. Matt Liberatore is president of the Illinois School Counselors Association. He says school districts have historically collected information about available mental health resources.
But what makes this interesting and something that we're supportive of is the fact that we can be sharing resources with other districts and see what resources other districts are using to potentially get new ideas or new interventions or new supports.
Officials at DHS say they eventually want to take questions through the website from parents and school staff members and point them to resources that may be helpful. I'm Lee Gaines.
In other news, advocates say they will begin looking for participating businesses now that Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a measure allowing some SNAP recipients to use their benefits at restaurants. Those advocates include Nolan Downey, who is with the Shriver Center on Poverty Law. He says he believes the program will be a huge plus to the SNAP recipients, including the elderly, homeless, and people who have a disability.
We hope that many, if not all, of the low-cost restaurants and grocery stores in the state would opt in.
Currently, the state of Arizona and many urban counties in California have similar programs. Hot food services at grocery stores are included in the Illinois legislation. Illinois will be on the receiving end of $7 million in Equifax's settlement over a data breach that exposed private information of nearly 150 million people. Federal officials coordinated the investigation with attorneys general nationwide. That included the Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul. Raoul said in a statement, the historic settlement sends a message that those tasked with protecting personal information should be held accountable. Affected consumers may be eligible to receive money by filing claims for conditions, including money spent purchasing credit monitoring. The 2017 breach was among the largest ever to threaten private information. The compromised data included Social Security numbers.
I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Residents in McClure and East Cape Girardeau are starting to get some good news. The high water that's isolated those communities for the past several weeks is now starting to recede. Leslie Stoffel owns a home that's still surrounded by water in McClure. She says some residents there are transitioning to cleanup mode, and that's when the real work begins.
Everything that has touched water, we've been told, cannot go in a landfill. If it gets burnt, you have to have a permit from the EPA. You know, so there are quite a few details. It's not just as easy as going in, ripping it out, and putting new sheetrock in.
Stoffel says most of the needed donations right now are face masks and bleach for the cleanup process. Southern 7 Health Department is offering free tetanus shots for flood victims and volunteers at its Union County Clinic in Anna. The Union County State's Attorney will be an associate judge. First Judicial Circuit judges voted for Tyler Edmonds to join their ranks. Edmonds ran unsuccessfully to fill a vacancy as Circuit Court judge in the First Judicial Circuit back in November. The First Circuit covers Jackson, Williamson, Union, Saline, Massac, Johnson, Alexander, Pulaski, and Pope counties. Edmonds has served as Union County State's Attorney since 2008. And a Metro East woman has been sentenced in a 2016 murder in Carbondale. The Jackson County State's Attorney's Office says 25-year-old Tisha Anderson of Collinsville pleaded guilty to first-degree murder of concealment of a homicide and received 35 years in prison. I'm Jennifer Fuller.